This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Trump has suggested that he might take federal subsidies away from California if that state doesn't comply with his administration's policies. Governor Jerry Brown and other state legislators say they're not going to back down. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on what this could mean for Californians.
It was after a couple of weeks in office, President Trump promised to withhold federal money from what are called sanctuary jurisdictions. Californians pay billions in taxes, but the federal government spent about $367 billion last year on California. For a sanctuary city like San Francisco, which gets almost $500 million directly from the federal government every year, losing federal funding could mean less money for things like homeless services, childcare subsidies, and street maintenance. But can the president stop the funds? Greg Chin is with the American Immigration Lawyers Association.
The Trump administration has very little real teeth here by which they can legally invoke sanctions of money and deny money to these localities.
But David Rivkin, a constitutional lawyer in D.C., says the president can withhold funding if he proves cities or states are ignoring his executive orders.
Whenever you give somebody money, you can attach strings, okay? It's true in the private sector. It's true of government funding.
It's complicated. And ultimately, the courts will decide. But cities need certainty. And San Francisco is now suing the federal government. City Attorney Dennis Herrera says before he can put together this year's budget, he needs to know how many federal dollars are available.
What do we all want, whether you're in business or in government? You want predictability and certainty in terms of knowing what your revenues are and what your responsibilities are.
So how do Californians feel about their state taking on the federal government over this issue? At a coffee shop in downtown Los Angeles, I found Oliver Seacat, a local businessman.
I think that it's great that our state's sticking up for certain things that we believe will are in the interest of our citizens of California.
But Stephen Greenhut at the conservative-leaning R Street Institute in Sacramento finds it ironic that California Governor Jerry Brown called the president to ask for federal money to repair a compromised dam in Northern California.
If you're going to defy the guy and use the kind of rhetoric he's using, and then you have to say, oh, excuse me, can you send some more money? It's bizarre.
California is a relatively wealthy state. It's better positioned than most to fight the feds. Joe Gonzalez is with Wallet Hub, a personal finance website. Last year, it came up with a ranking of how much all 50 states rely on federal funding.
California is really not too dependent on the federal government. It ranks about 46th. So it's definitely in that bottom five.
But legal battles aren't cheap. Even if California wins, the cost of the fight could still hit its bottom line. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.